to the Bible, God's holy word.
And I anchor it to my feet, aligning to my path
with its word for the heart of my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen and come again for life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have you got the parallel for the church for this one yet?
Not after that last one. That was, I thought it was pretty high.
It's anything like the rest of us for this month. It's going to be, we might have to take a mortgage on the church to pay the party.
Darn, I was hoping this month was going to be less. Mine was horrible last month.
I got mine in shopping.
Mine was
like close to four.
Well, the first one, boy, was 363, and this one's 526.
Oh, I'm scared to see that this month. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very ridiculous. Mine is 242.
They shouldn't be allowed to go up like that because they know we're between a rock and a hard place. We have to have it.
Well, I think our government's kind of encouraging it. All right. Prayer list. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family. Zane Hudson, Carol Buck, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown. Kenny's got COVID. Pray for Kenny. Geraldine Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy. I thought their last names was Matthews, but it's Jones. So it's Jeremy Jones and family. Frank and Luann and family, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heatherly Mills, Suzanne, Lewis, Kelly, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, remember Rosa, and Wanda Dellinger. Is there anyone that like to be added to or took away?
Suzanne? Yeah, she's been doing much better. And thank you for being praying for them.
Let me find her. All right. Anyone else?
Bob said he had one more appointment, and if that goes clear, he's...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
One more visit.
Do pray for Christy and Debbie. Debbie's having about as much problems as Christy is, I think. So just pray for her. Do pray for Christy. I'm going to be honest. She moves, but it just seems like she's just so miserable. Just pray for her. I mean, she needs a touch from the Lord, just to be honest with you. She just needs a touch. And believe it or not, some dummy just moved his bookmark and lost his page. Give me a minute. I done lost my message. Lost my page. There we go. I found it. Got to put the thing back up there. Let me see it. All right. Has anybody got anything on your heart from this morning?
Well, I want to thank the Lord for being here in His eyes this morning. Thanking Him for all His blessings. Thanking Him for making me feel better. I can put my arm up and down now. Thanking Him for touching my body, my soul, for giving me church. Thanking him for my family. And for my family church. I appreciate you all. It's my family. Thank him for this place that he provided for us to come here.
Oh, Heavenly and gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we pray, God, this morning for these folks that's on the prayer list. Lord, you know each heart, each need. God, we just pray that you'll be there for that person for whatever need they need. Lord, if it's a need of comfort, Lord, we pray that you supply. Lord, if it's health-related, Lord, we pray that you'd heal it and be thy will. God, we just pray, Lord, if there's one there that's lost, God, that you might save them today. Lord, we pray, God, for our church, Lord, people that's here. Lord, we pray that you bless and help the ones that are here this morning. And God, we pray for those ones that are not, that we, Lord, has the desire in our heart to be here this morning, but God, your body's just won't allow them to be here. God, we just pray, Lord, that you'd be with them and help them and lead them and guide them. God, that you touch them. And God, we pray, Lord, that you continue to bless our church, Lord, that you'd send folks by to fit right in home right here with us. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you just feed us this morning, Lord, and help us as we stand and preach. And God, we pray for the country that we live in, Lord. Pray, God, that you would open the eyes of the people of this country. Lord, that they do not see that they need you. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless and help the ones that are leading our country, Lord, that you would put in their hearts, Lord, that they need to take care of the people. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you would just bless our nation, Lord, not just with riches, Lord, but your blessings, Lord, and with your, you know, to take and feed our country, Lord, the Word of God. Lord, we just pray, God, that our country would get saved and turn back to you. And God, we just pray, Lord, that you would just bless us as we stand and preach this morning. Lord, help us as we break that bread of life. Lord, that you help us, Lord, to speak the words that needs to be spoken. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, you welcome to join us.
I'll be your audience.
You're gonna be audience, huh? Same thing, get to it. 110.
Someday morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joys theirs to share. What rejoicing that will be when the saints arise, heading for the Jubilee yonder in the sky. Oh, I'm singing, oh, I'm shouting, oh, the happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seeing that now I almost see all the saints in dead, rising for the Jubilee that's just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change it will to be all the living saints to fly to the Jubilee. Oh, why singing, oh, why shouting, oh, the happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, why glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When with all the heavenly notes we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how ever ring. Millions there will join the song, with Him we shall be, praising Christ through angels sing, heaven's Jubilee. Oh, why singing, oh, why shouting, oh, the happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, why glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Amen.
Let's get 1/3. We ain't done that in a long time. I don't even know if I remember how to sing it. Long years ago, when I had sinned, I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees in agony, I prayed to Jesus and He gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burden from my soul rolled away.
He calls.
supply my thirsty soul and satisfy. Because he is the Lord all of us, he's all I need. He comforts me when I worry. Every pain, feel my deepest lonely time and time again. He's my soul, inspiration, my heart, concentration, he's my everything. He's all I need. He's all I need. Serving grace and Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever many say. I see his hand on mercy, I hear her voice and cheer. And just the time I need him, he always near. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me the long and narrow way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived. He lived within my heart. In all the world around me, I see loving care. And through my heart is God. I never heard this prayer. I know that he is leading through all the storms and blasts. The day of his appearing, we come alive. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me the long and narrow way. He lived. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived. He lived within my heart. Rejoice, O Christian. Live out your voice and thing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. They all who think him. They all who find. No, there is so loving, so good and kind. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me the long and narrow way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived within my heart.
Amen.
Bless your Lord.
Brother CJ, come on up.
Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Buck, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schrantz, Gladys Key and Dallas Key, and Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maggie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Luann and family, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Allie, Haley Knowles, Lewis, Kelly, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, and Wanda Dellinger.
Lewis?
Yeah.
He's doing much better. He talked with me Friday.
Okay.
And he said that they need to take the church tank, and he's doing much better.
I'm glad to hear that. All right. We're going to be in 2 Timothy, chapter number 2. This morning, what kind of vessel are we? Oh. Here God gave instructions on really how to be a good vessel. Preacher, how do you pray for us?
Lord, we just thank you, praise you for loving us and saving us, Lord. Lord, we're glad we have this treasure in earth and vessels, Lord, that you live within our hearts, Lord, to live with us, and you lead us, and you guide us, Lord, you protect us, Lord, you save us and cleanse us. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you. We pray you fill the preacher and give him what you have for us this morning. Lord, help us to receive it for Jesus' sake, his glory. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Now, before I start reading, I want to, we think of a vessel, and you know, taking, I know the cameras can't see it, but this flower vessel sitting on top of this piano, the vessel, the flower pot, it contains something. It contains flowers. It contains artificial flowers, but it's flowers. And this morning, each and every one of us is a vessel of God. Do we contain God? The vessels out there in the world, they contain what? The world, the devil, all that bad stuff. It's like having a flower pot and having dead flowers in it, ain't it? Starting in verse number 20 this morning. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold or of silver, but also of wood of the earth, some to honor and some to what? Dishonor. You know, it ain't exactly what the vessel is made out of that makes it what it is. I mean, you can have a gold vase, and if there's nothing in that vase that's any worth of any value, what good is the vase? I mean, you could have one made of pottery, such as that one. It's probably made out of some kind of pottery, and beautiful flowers in it. Folks, us as a vessel of God, people are wanting to look at the flowers, as, you know, sometimes more than the vessel itself. You know, us being a vessel and what we really, as a vessel, want to display is not ourselves, but that which is in what is within us. I mean, you take these flowers, This vessel is, it's fixed up to be pretty, not be built, it's made out of pottery. You take that vessel, I mean, that is a lovely vessel. It's a pretty flower pot. But what would it be without flowers? It would just be an empty vase.
Mm-hmm.
But look, when you look at just the flowers, flowers look pretty. But when you see the vessel and the flowers together, see where I'm going with this church? The vessel looks better because of the flowers. And this morning, church, we look better because of what's in us. And that's God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. The Holy Spirit that lives within us.
Yeah.
As we display, that's what that vase is doing. It is, that vase is, it is displaying the flowers. That vase is trying to draw your attention not to just it, but to the flowers. And to the world out there, that's what we as Christians want to do. We want to be that vessel, that vase, that displays to the world Jesus. Amen? It doesn't matter whether the vessel is made out of gold, whether it's made out of silver, whether it's made out of wood, whether it's made out of pottery or earth. What matters is what's in the vessel. And that's what gives the vessel either honor or dishonor. Amen? I mean, you can be the prettiest, goldest. I mean, you can be mixed with gold and silver and emeralds and rubies and all this other stuff. But if you're not displaying something other than yourself, then what good is the vase? Amen? But a great house, there are not only vessels of gold or silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, to sanctify and to meet for the master's use, and prepare unto every good work. You say, preacher, I ain't no golden vessel. I'm just a plain old piece of block of wood that somebody's carved on. I ain't nothing. It ain't about the vessel. It's about what is in the vessel. There, I mean, you look at me. I ain't going to win no beauty contest. Nowhere, no how, no way. But there's something that is in me that is so beautiful that eyes cannot contain. And that's Jesus. His Spirit. I am what I am today, not because of what I am made of. I am what I am today because what has been placed in me. I'm irrelevant. But He is the most important thing in my life. He should be the most important thing in your life. And what I want to display to a world of lost sinners out there this morning is not this old body of clay, but that that which is in the vessel, that rose of Sharon. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, it says here, if we purge ourselves, we make ourselves, you know, through God's word, through God's hands. If we allow ourselves to be molded, if we allow ourselves to let God fix us, we can be a vessel of honor. And to be good for the master's use, to be prepared for his good works. It says in 22, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness. Now listen to this: faith, charity, peace. With them they call on the Lord out of a pure heart, but the foolish and the unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender snipes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but to be gentle unto all men, adapt, teach, and patience. In meekness, instructions, those that oppose themselves, if God prevention will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who they are captive by him at his will. Now, church, you know, I once was a vessel that wasn't filled with the Spirit of God. I was a vessel that was filled with the spirit of the world, the devil. But you know, there was someone, God, he looked at a vessel and he said, you know what? I can do something with that. I can take that vessel and I can use it. But I had to be willing to be used. So that's one thing I think lost people don't realize, that when they come to the, where somewhere in their life, God comes to them and starts tugging at their heart, trying to convict them and show them that they need him, they don't understand that somebody's trying to repurpose them. Take them from that life that they live in where they're not being useful, and making them something that is useful, that is beautiful, that is wonderful. He took this old clay pot . I couldn't purge myself. It was him. It was him that came in and cleaned out my heart, my soul. It was him that moved in and said, look at here. I can do something with this vessel. You know, we all have moved in. We've all been living in different houses. I know each and every one of them. We might have grew up in our parents' house and moved into our own house and might have been living in it for years. But you know, it's like that little old house trailer that I got over here. Me and Christy lost our house. We needed a place to go, and that place was there. God prepared it for us. But that thing needed some work. I looked at that trailer and I said, look, I can make this a home. A little bit of laminate flooring, some cleaning up, paneling, and the next thing you know, you got a home. See, that's what God done with me. He looked at me and said, I can do something with that vessel. He cleaned it up on the inside. He done some work here and yonder. Replaced some stuff. Made some stuff better. And when he moved in, he made a home in this vessel. I'm glad this morning that God came by and saved me. And he looked at me and said, hey, look, I can do something with it. And he did. I ain't once like I once was. That old man's dead. He's gone. Standing before you here, I look the same as I did back then when you're looking on the outside of the vessel. But when you look deep down inside the vessel, you see the beautiful flowers. I know them flowers are not real. They're just fake flowers. But they're pretty. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something though, folks. What is living on the inside of me is real. Mm-hmm. He is real.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He's real in my life. Mm-hmm. And glory to God, he can be real in your life. Each and every one of those vessels that are roaming around out there in this world that don't have a purpose, God can give it a purpose. God can move into that vessel just like he did mine. And he can make the changes that needs to be made to take this vessel from something that is a dishonored thing and make it honored. I'm not an honorable thing because of what I am. It's because of what he is.
Amen.
Because he lives within me.
Amen.
Because he is in control of the vessel. It gives it the vessel honor. I'm going to tell you something today, church. I find it an honor and a privilege to be a vessel of God.
Amen.
It is not something that I take lightly. I'm glad this morning that I'm saved. I'm glad this morning that you're saved. Amen. And my prayer is that people out there in the world, them other vessels that are living with dishonor, that they will open themselves to the Lord. That they will receive what it is that I receive. That their hearts would be open. Their eyes would be open. Their understanding would become something they would know. That they would be filled with the same beautiful flower that I have been filled with. That rose of Sharon.
Amen.
Jesus Christ our Lord. And all you have to do, folks, is just ask him to take control. It ain't hard. A vessel without a purpose. A vase that's sitting on a shelf that's empty. That don't display anything. What good is it? I'm glad today, church, that I have a purpose. I'm glad today that I've got something I can display that's much more better than I am. I'm glad I got something that I can display that makes me a better vessel. After all, without Christ, we are nothing. Amen?
Amen.
He is my everything. Amen? This morning. Anybody got anything on your heart? CJ, you pray for us.
Thank you, Lord, for the love and love. Thank you for the message. We just hear God, the folks on our parents, to help them let it go. But first, you know, God, love them, and then we'll take it. And this time we meet the God. Pray for God again. Amen.
Amen. Church has got.
Do you know where we at stand?